Hello, everybody. Welcome to Thunderstruck. My name is Jane Orlander.
And I'm Alex Garner.
And today we are going to review the original Star Wars trilogy. Mm-hmm. So, 4, 5, and 6, there will be spoilers. Don't think we need to address this since these films are like 40, 50 years old.
Not 50.
Almost 50.
43.
At the 43. Most. Yeah. When did the.
1977.
72. Yeah, that's yeah. what I. Okay. Yeah. So, 80 years. So, no. 80. Just the best mathematician ever. So, before we get started, I feel like, as you guys know, if you have been following our YouTube channel, TJN, if not, go check it out, go subscribe. I'm done plugging us now. So, I lost my train of thought. I've been doing that a lot today. Like, ask Alex. You can't, but... So, if you guys don't really care about our YouTube channel, I will just skip ahead a little bit because, for those of you who do listen or watch our YouTube channel, we have a new film coming out and it's called Shadows. And so I feel like, we should kind of talk about what it's about since not everyone, listens to this podcast, and those who do, they can kind of know what it's about. So, we're almost done filming. We have, like, 2 more scenes left to film.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll probably end up being about, like, between 10-15 minutes long. And, Alex, do you kind of want to say what it's...
Yeah, so, it's another horror movie. And what was the last one we did?
The last one was Sleep Tight? No. We made one last year.
I feel like it's been a while since we made, like, a...
No, the last one we made was Under the Covers.
Yeah, we've made a bunch of... short ones, but what's...
But the last big one was Sleep Tight, and rewatching it, it's not that great.
it's pretty good so far. I was kind of skeptical at first, but watching it now, I realize it's pretty good. There's really great sound effects in this one. It has great editing, too.
You're welcome, everyone.
Yeah, yes, it's pretty good.
So, I feel like we should kind of talk about, like, what it's about. So... pretty much what this is about a kid, not really, I don't know, his age is undetermined. So, it's about this dude, and he struggles from schizophrenia. If you guys don't know what that is, it's a mental illness that causes you to, pretty much where you can't distinguish, like, reality. It makes your perception of it way off, so you'll hear voices, a lot of people will hallucinate figures. So pretty much it's about a guy with schizophrenia. And, pretty soon his hallucinations start actually being able to hurt him. And so, yeah, it's pretty much just about him trying to not overcome it. It's a horror film.
Yeah, I could say overcome.
Yeah, just him, like, dealing with it. And, I mean, it's not super scary. It's more suspenseful. At least what we have so far. I started writing the script for this one once. It was, like, January.
Mm-hmm.
It was either January or, like, December or November of last year. And I was working on it for a couple months, then I put it down. Then a couple months later, I picked it back up and started...
Yeah, because we were working on Spider-Man during that time.
Yeah, and I just thought it was done. But when it comes out, during Halloween, we'll do a totally separate podcast just on that. And we can say how dark the first draft of it was. And how we're so glad that we didn't go with that version.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I feel like that's enough of that. The scheduled release date so far is October 18th, I want to say. Once we're completely done, we'll release that official trailer for it. And so that way, we'll actually have a date. So anyways, that's enough on that. Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best things ever.
The best
ever.
Thing for me, at least.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like my... Like, so far it goes, like, number one is tied with Harry Potter and, like, Disney animation.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is Star Wars for me.
Yeah. But the original trilogy is the best trilogy out of all of them.
Oh, well, yeah. For sure.
It has some really good movies. I'm not going to say which ones. I'm going to wait until the end.
Yeah, we don't want to say which movies are in the original trilogy.
Well, no, but, like, which ones I like more than the others, yeah. But...
Oh, I got a screw. Yeah, we have... Stuck in this pull-up bar.
But, yeah, we have... We We have The New Hope, A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi. And at first, me and Jay had very similar rankings of this. But I recently just changed mine after being able to see Empire Strikes Back in theaters a couple weeks ago and just barely rewatching episode 4 and rewatching episode 6.
Yeah, I need to rewatch like the 5th one again. I need to rewatch all of them again, but so far my current ranking stands. Nope.
So far my current ranking
is. Yeah, no. So anyways, we should start with the OG
A New Hope. Which was originally just Star Wars.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Whole, like, Raiders of the Lost Ark thing.
Yep. But, so the effects in this are good for the time. They
hold up.
Yeah, they hold up today, but they're just not. There's kind of a different. Watching it, you kind of respect them for how they were able to do those effects.
Yeah, I mean, when we get to Empire Strikes Back, I have a lot to say on, like, the practical effects and stuff on that one. But we'll get there when we get there.
Well, even in the fourth one, there's a lot of practical effects.
Yeah, but there's...
There's probably even more in episode 4.
Yeah, but there's one in particular in the 5th one that just makes me laugh every single time.
Is it one in the original one or the newer one?
I'm pretty sure... It's not CG. So I've never seen the original. I need to come to your house and watch it.
Yeah, we got the VHS tape. The VHS tapes of all 3. So I watched them episode 4 without all that CGI crap.
I want to see that. That would be amazing.
And it's a lot different because you don't see all of those.
What do they do for the explosion, though?
What are those? It's not as big of an explosion. It's more of just like a quick...
Poof?
Yeah, because you can tell when they cut it. It's just kind of a quick cut. You just like a bunch of sparks, kind of.
Oh.
But the effects, the lightsaber effects, aren't very good, but it's good for the time. And when Luke first ignites his lightsaber, it almost looks green, almost.
Classic.
For some reason. But yeah, Obi-Wan's is blue.
Yes, green, speaking of, like, so, we... Sorry. So, theater. Sorry, that's an inside joke of mine and Alex's. When I was younger, I would always say, like, movie theater. Mm-hmm. Like, peel for pill. Mm-hmm. But anyways. So, the theater next to us is, replaying a bunch of old movies. I don't know how it's like that across the world, but,
every month. And the other theaters. There's multiple now. Pretty much all of them.
Yeah.
In our area.
So, Alex, I don't know if you know the movie Hook.
Yeah, I do.
So...
The Peter Pan thing?
Yes. Yeah. Speaking of, great movie.
Movies.
I like it.
Movies. Okay.
A lot of the effects, though, are just...
Did you see in theaters?
Yeah. It's like a classic in our family. I remember that one part, do you remember the one part where they locked the dude in, like, the chest, and then they dropped the scorpions? I was younger, that part freaked me out.
Dude, that movie is weird. Hooked is a weird movie.
I mean, Robin Williams and Dustin Hoffman, though, man.
Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell. Yes, okay. I cringed a little bit whenever Tinkerbell was just being like this. Like, you guys can't see me when she's like, Peter!
Yeah.
We're in, like, just having her hands go everywhere.
Also, that kissing scene, too.
Yeah. Go, you silly. Mm. I just started laughing. Anyways,
but yeah.
So Tinkerbell in that movie, you can just see a thin green line.
Oh, really? The green screen?
You can just see a green line just all around her.
Yeah.
But it's so funny in older movies, though.
It's like in Back to the Future.
I mean, I've never seen
Back to the Future. Yeah, and Marty's hand in the first one where he's fading away. It's just this not very good green screen when he's looking at it because it's fading away slowly.
But what's the main dude's name? Professor, not Facilier, that's...
Dr. Emmett Brown.
Yeah, he's just like...
The older guy?
Yeah, he's just like, Dr. Brown, I don't feel so good.
Just aren't the same actors.
I know. I know that. Just Tom Holland, just... He's secretly, like, 50 years old now.
Yeah, but they used... Yeah, so in episode 4, to go back onto that, talking about the green screens, for all the ships, they used green screens and then put, or blue screens, and put them against that. And then also,
they'd have, like, models and stuff.
And yeah, they'd have really cool models, which, and they had this huge Death Star Trench Run model.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't, like, a big circle, but it was this kind of flat plate that was, like, I don't remember the exact measurements, but it was at least, like, 15 feet long and, like, 4 feet tall or something.
Yeah, it's
at least
cool to see how they more than did that. Things, though. I need to finish The Empire of Dreams on Disney+.
Yeah, that's a good one. I've watched that a bunch.
I started watching it, but it wouldn't save my place whenever I would watch it. So yeah. I have no idea
what I've seen that, like, 4 times. I watch it a lot.
Yeah, it was really, really good. So
and
far,
the casting, too, is really good. And, you know, he wasn't really originally going to go with Harrison Ford as Han Solo.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was in, I learned this in Empire of Dreams, he was in another movie that Lucas had made a few years ago. I want to say it was one of his first that released in theaters, but it was called American Graffiti.
And,
and Harrison Ford was in that, and he didn't, in A New Hope, he didn't want to have any actors that he had in previous movies. So, that's why he casted Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher. But then, with Han Solo, the other people were Kurt Russell that auditioned for, and some other people that some other famous people.
But the funny thing is, too, like, nobody had any faith in this movie.
Yep.
Like, he kept getting turned down everywhere, and they kept having to push the release date back.
So he gave it to studio. Well, he had the idea in his head.
Well, yeah.
But then he just kind of set it aside and was like, this is what I'll do if I really get the opportunity to make this kind of, with a big budget, I'm able to do this. And then he eventually did.
But really a lot good. Of, he would take it to a lot of studios, and all of them were like, no.
Yeah.
Like, this is dumb. And when he finally got the opportunity to start making it, they kept having to push the release date back, where no one had any faith in this movie. And then when it came out,
but it ended up doing really well.
It's one of, like, the biggest movies of all time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, I really like, we should talk about, like, the actual movie itself now.
Yeah. So, some of my favorite parts, I really like just the effects that they used on the ships. Those look really good. And my favorite parts of the whole movie is probably either the part where they're going, when they're on the Death Star and they're trying to save Princess Leia, or the trench run scene.
Yeah, I really like the one where they're trying to save Princess Leia. I haven't seen this movie in, like, a hot minute, so Alex might have to refresh me on a couple things. Because I've been trying to rewatch the prequel trilogy for our next episode, and they're not the best movies, so it's kind of taking me a while. Except for the third one. Yeah, episode 3 is one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways.
But yeah, so I really like all those parts. And yeah, like I said, the trench run, the effects are really good. And also Mos Eisley, Tatooine, all that stuff with the Jawas.
I love the Jawas.
And just also seeing in the original VHS tape, in the cantina, there's a lot of creatures that they cut out in the new one and replaced them with new ones. Like, there's this werewolf guy that wasn't in the original one. And remember in Mandalorian episode 6, that devil guy?
Oh, yeah.
You see, like, one of those aliens there. You see him at the
cantina. Episode 6 was just not...
Yeah.
We've already covered that.
5 and 6 aren't very good, but... Yeah.
We've already covered that. Go listen to our last episode.
Yeah, but... So, yeah, they're a bunch of creatures. They had that werewolf, but they didn't cut out the... I don't believe they cut out the devil in the newer one. But, yeah, he's in there, which I thought was pretty cool.
And there's that weird singing alien with, like, the lips that are, like, a foot long. That's in The New Hope, right?
No, that's in Return of the Jedi. That's in the CGI one.
That is. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they... I'm excited to watch episode 6 on the VHS tape without that crap.
There's just so many. I get all the things in the cantina mixed up.
It mostly affects episode 6, the CGI stuff. It doesn't really affect... It affects 4, but not really 5. There's not really anything in 5 that they added. But...
No.
Yeah. The Mos Eisley stuff, I like that. all the different aliens. It's really cool to see all the different creatures. And yeah. also, more talking about the Mandalorian, you have, when they go to Mos Eisley in episode 5, there's this droid that you see next to the... Why am I blinking on all these names? The Jawas. I know the name, but the Jawas, like, big... The Sandcrawler. Hmm. It has that. And they have all those droids that they pick out to get R2... Where they eventually find R2-D2 and C-3PO. And you see a droid in episode 4 that they didn't pick. But then in Mandalorian, you see that droid driving around in Mos Eisley.
Oh, interesting.
And I found that out by watching Star Wars Gallery Mandalorian.
Oh, I still yeah. haven't seen all of those.
And also, in episode 4, on the back wall, kind of, where the guy's working and making the drinks, you see a bunch of IG-88 heads. And then they took that and used that in episode 5 when IG-88 actually shows up.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Let me say, in this movie, I really like the relationship between Han and Leia, just because you can see Han just being a total idiot.
Yeah, they don't really like each other in episode 4.
Yeah, and then, you know, there's the whole, yeah. like, you nerfed her? Whoa, watch your language,
That's
princess.
In episode 5.
I know.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
just saying,
but
like,
yeah, in the next one. And
like, the whole thing between them until, like, episode 6.
Watching it, episode 4. Leia kisses Luke on the cheek, like, 6 times in episode 4.
It's so like with that studio... Have you seen that Studio C? Where, it's like, George Lucas, like, on his deathbed.
Oh, yes.
It's like, where he's saying how they should get married, then JJ is just like... he's like, their brother and sister. And then he's just like, well, I made them kiss in episode... What's it?
5.
Episode 5. And... JJ was just like, yeah, that's what shocked us all. And it's just so...
Yeah, but, yeah, he gets kissed on the cheek so many times in that.
They should just have joke shirts that... Because you know how with Harry Potter, there's the whole, like, Drarry thing. With, like, Draco and Harry, and there's, like, full-on shirts about it. We need just joke shirts shipping Luke and Leia yeah. just to see how many people will get triggered.
Yeah, but...
That would be hilarious.
So... That's kind of episode 4.
Yeah, I mean, we have just, like, historical knowledge now.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's a good movie. I'd give that one 8 out of 10. What about you, Jake?
8 out of 10? I'd probably give that one, like, 7 out of 10.
All right.
It's good. It's not the best.
I think it's... Okay, I'll save that for later. But next up, episode 5. And this movie is super good.
Oh, yeah,
it is so good. Watching it in the theaters was so awesome. And the music in that one is so amazing with Imperial March. Imperial March wasn't in episode 4. It first appeared in episode 5. It wasn't, you first heard it in episode 5. And the Boba Fett stuff and all the bounty hunters, Bossk, Dengar. Actually, is Dengar in episode 5? I don't know. I think
Dengar reminded me of...
He's... I don't know. I don't know if you've seen episode 5, but I know you have all those bounty hunters, IG-88, and just all the characters in it are really cool. The effects are like a lot better.
Yeah.
Especially in that final duel between Luke and Vader, when they're fighting, you can just tell, and they've improved so much, especially with the choreography. Because in episode 4, they just kind of stand still, and occasionally spin around. But in this one, it's like full. Actual cool to watch action.
And it's so much better than the prequels, where in the prequels they're doing backflips for no reason whatsoever.
Hey, you gotta. The prequels, it looks cool in the prequels though, man. It's cool.
Yeah, it's cool, but. That's, it's cool when they're actually doing, like, insane fight.
That's how
Jedi fought
in the Old Republic.
But, like, it's cool when they're doing, like, a big boss fight, like, with Darth Maul and stuff. But when they're just doing battle droids and they're just, like, flipping for no reason whatsoever. I have a really funny thing to point out when we get to the prequels. But, like, I'm really excited to get to those just so that way I can...
I think the prequels has the best fighting in all of them, to be
honest
with you.
See, I think...
It is the best choreography. Because, I mean, that's just... When I think Jedi, I think of them doing flips. I don't just... Like, yeah, episode 5 and 6 is amazing, but just the choreography is way better, and just because they had better effects in the new ones.
See, I think the like, the best choreographed one is Rise of Skywalker.
Really? In Rise of Skywalker, I don't like the choreography in that.
Really?
Okay, because it's know just hard hitting. He doesn't. There's no, like, it's not. All the directors do for that, and J.J. Abrams, it's just them just hitting hard. There's not really any mastery.
Want to know what scene I think out of all of Star Wars might have the best choreography?
What?
Either the one in the third, where they're fighting Palpatine. I wouldn't say the best choreography, Yoda? But it's one of my...
Yoda and Palpatine?
No, not Yoda and Palpatine, where...
At the beginning? That's Count Dooku. The beginning.
I know, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about where... It's the scene where Mace Windu dies.
You mean in episode one?
No.
Oh, no, in episode Mace Windu, three. Oh.
Like, that scene, I shouldn't say it has the best choreography, but it's not choreography. Like, that's why I said, let me rephrase it. It's not choreography, Jedi? But it's fun to watch.
When all the Jedi Council comes in.
Yeah, that scene's fun to watch.
Well, with that one, it's really short, because he kills all the Jedi in one hit. I wish they did
more, though.
But, yeah, I can see. It's pretty cool. I think my favorite, I like Duel of the Fates.
Oh, Duel of the Fates is by far, like, the best Star Wars song. Yeah, ever.
It is. I really like that one. I like Imperial March. I like Imperial. And, I really like the song in episode 3. I'm forgetting the name, but it's the song in episode 3 at the end where, not at the end. It's not really at the end, but it's kind of the climax of the movie when Anakin and Obi-Wan are dueling it out. No, that's Duel of the Fates.
I know that. Oh, it's just...
But... Yeah, the prequels have really great music.
They do, and probably one of my favorite lightsaber scenes ever. I shouldn't say one of my favorite. It is my favorite. It is the Darth Maul.
Duel of the Fates. Yeah, with Darth Maul. Yeah.
That's a pretty cool scene. But anyways, back to 5. We haven't said, like, anything about 5.
Yeah, Bespin. I like the Bespin stuff. I like Lando. He's one of my favorite
characters. Oh my gosh, yes. And I like how they brought him back in Rise of Skywalker.
There's a lot more stuff in the Falcon. You see the Falcon flying a lot more.
I like the whole really Cloud cool. City scene where, I'm starting to rethink my rating, though. Because I just love the whole Cloud City stuff where... you know, they freeze not Hondo, right? Sorry. Han. It's fixing Lando, and that's already a character, though. Hondo. Mm-hmm. Still haven't seen, what's it called?
Empire Strikes Back.
No. What's the TV show called with Hondo?
Hondo?
Yeah, what's that TV show that, like, the Chronicles, what is it?
Yoda Chronicles?
No. Oh my gosh. Clone Wars. Sorry.
Clone Wars. Oh.
I still have not seen that show.
Yeah, that's a good show. Why are you talking about Hondo, though?
I don't know. It was just... Anyways,
But, yeah.
So, yeah, this movie is just amazing.
And, yeah, all the Yoda training stuff is really good. Yeah. And just, there's not even that much to say for me, but it's just... Seeing that movie is
I like the vision.
Awesome.
Where he goes into the cave.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, then you find out it's him.
When I saw that scene for the first time, that part kind of freaked me out, because I was like, whoa, what the...
Seeing that as a kid, I was so confused by that. Because I was like, wait, is he Darth Vader? And then my parents were like, no.
I mean, I knew he wasn't Darth Vader, but I couldn't, like... Just seeing his face in it was kind of freaky.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was like that with you.
Dude, The Yoda puppeteering is really good. And in, I don't know if you got to it yet, but in, The Empire of Dreams, they talk about how they did that, and they had this raised stage above everything, and then all the actors were on it, and then they'd have Frank Oz, the person who did the puppeteering for Yoda, he'd be under that, and then he'd be talking, but, since Mark Hamill couldn't really hear him, since he was, like, 5 feet below him, he had this little earpiece in. And then as he was talking into the earpiece so he could hear and know when his lines were.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, this movie is just... it's amazing.
Yeah, and also, you can't forget the Hoth battle at Echo Base. That's really cool. All the AT-ATs and all the you see that one little like AT-ST walking in the back.
Mm-hmm.
But, and the snow speeder stuff is just really cool to see. And, I don't know, when I was watching the theater, I noticed that behind the Falcon, in, like, the engine, I don't know if it was just weird, like, I don't know if my eyes were deceiving me, but, yeah, it just looked a different color to me.
What did?
The engine.
Oh. Yeah, there was, so, the thing I was getting at earlier was there was one thing that just makes me laugh, and it's where Vader, they're in the Death Star, and he walks out the door, and then it was either when the door opens or closes behind him, when those big metal ones, it just looks as fake as, like, it looks like stop motion.
Hmm?
That was done by us, like...
I don't remember that part.
Yeah.
The Death Star isn't even in the fifth one.
I think it was.
Is it a Star Destroyer?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, because the Death Star
gets blown up. Yeah.
But, yeah. And my favorite ship in Star Wars. It's kind of this. I should have probably said this in episode 4. I'm just thinking about this now. But one of my favorite ships in Star Wars is the X-Wing. Because I just, and the trench run is really cool.
Oh, yeah, X-Wings are great.
Yeah, I like the Falcon. That's probably one of my other favorites. And the Slave Same. One's pretty cool. That appears in episode 5 for the first time, Slave One. It's a cool ship because it looks so different. And, yeah, it just looks really cool. But, yeah. All that, yeah, I just love that movie.
Yeah, I would give this movie probably like I would give it an 8.8 out of 10.
Okay, I'm giving it 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Yep. Is this like your favorite movie of all time?
We'll have to find out. I don't know.
Okay, on to episode.
If the next one gets 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
All right, so now on to episode 6. And I know you like this one a lot, Jay. So
I do.
Let's start out with that. So let's let you go first.
Okay, I do want to get a little bit closer.
Yeah.
Okay. This movie is amazing. I haven't seen this movie in, like, I haven't seen a lot of the Star Wars movies in a while, but this is one that always sticks out to me, and I don't know what it is, but I feel like we should start from the beginning, Jabba's Palace.
Let's start from the end, Jay.
Good idea. End credits, what do you think about them, Alex?
I really like the style that they're in.
Same, how they kind of, like, go up.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of, like, scrolling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But those are pretty cool.
All right, but anyway, Jabba's Palace. So what are your thoughts on that, Jay?
I mean, I think it's a cool scene. I wish they kind of showed Luke, like, his training a little bit, but I think it's cool how he just kind of comes in. I have mixed feelings on that.
What do you mean?
But, like, on one side, I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool how, like, he comes in and he's also, like, this great Jedi. But then on the other hand, I'm like, that's kind of dumb how he came in and all of a sudden he was this great Jedi.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I can see where you're coming from on that. And there's a book that I heard about, and it's pretty much about him making his green lightsaber, and it goes through everything. Huh. And apparently what he did is that he went back to Tatooine, and he found a handbook type thing that Obi-Wan made on how Obi-Wan made his lightsaber, and that's why the lightsabers look so similar.
Yeah.
But so that's kind of why they look so similar, and that kind of explains it more, and... So, that's kind of to answer your question.
What question? Oh, yeah.
So, but, I really like Jabba's Palace, though. I like the design.
Uh-huh.
And I like those big doors that they have at the beginning. I really think it makes it look really cool and stand out. And I like, that little eyeball thing. I don't know what it's called.
Okay. Speaking of, when they had that in The Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I, like... freaked out because I was
yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff like that in The Mandalorian.
Yeah, well, because I was watching it, I'm like, oh my gosh, they have stuff from old movies, and like when it had like the Jawas and everything when it first had that, because I didn't know that they would have, I thought it was gonna be a whole like different thing, I didn't think they would have anything, but I was like, I want to say I had like just watched the sixth one too, so I was like, oh my gosh, that is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And they make it look so much better too. Okay, I want to ask you something. All
right.
So, about the Jawas, do you like the design of them better in the sixth or in the Mandalorian?
Is that a serious question?
Yes, it is. I want to know, because I like them better in the sixth one. I feel like they look better. I mean, they look better in the new one, but...
Gosh, Jay, I don't know how to answer that question. That's kind of a weird question.
It is, but...
So what... You answer... What do you think about that?
I kind of like... I mean, obviously, they look better in The Mandalorian, but I like them better in the sixth. This is, like, one of those, like, just...
How will we move on from that?
Super dumb things, but I feel like it really matters.
Well, yeah, I don't think the Jawas are in episode 6. They're in episode 4, mostly, but yeah, on Tatooine and stuff. They're on Tatooine. Yeah. I mean, the Jawas, they do kind of have a more classic look. Like, but in The Mandalorian, I don't know, they just look a little... I kind of agree with you, actually. I don't know, but it's kind of hard because they look so similar, but...
Yeah,
that's kind of a weird question, but,
Okay, yeah, I mean, my listeners might not agree with you. Might think it's a super important question.
Did you say my listeners?
I said our listeners.
Okay, sure, sure.
Did I say your listeners? No, I said our listeners.
Okay.
Okay, anyways, moving past. But, let's see here.
So, all those different... Sorry. All those different animals that he had, not animals, but all those different creatures that he had, that we see that are new. Yeah. We have those guard guys that they're kind of those green pigs that are also in the Mandalorian Season 2 trailer. You see them fighting, do you remember that?
I do not, I will have to go rewatch that. Yeah,
but you see them fight, it's really quick, so I can see why you didn't catch it, but they're kind of fighting in a ring, and you see that, then you see the Salacious Crumb guy, remember that little weirdo guy that was like perched on his shoulder? I was like, meh,
oh, yes.
Yeah, that guy. That guy's in it. So you see, that introduced a lot of new creatures, and of course, Jabba, too.
Yeah, I want to know what I really like. I really like the scene where they rescue Han Solo.
Oh, from the carbonite?
Yeah.
Yeah, where Leia is
in the
bounty hunter
suit. Yeah, yeah, I thought that was a super cool scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. What else?
So, moving on from the Tatooine...
Okay, Endor. We have to talk about Endor.
That's what I was going to say. So, what are your thoughts on the Ewoks, Jay?
I love the Ewoks. I think they are amazing. They're adorable. I have a stuffed Ewok.
Have you seen Caravan of Courage, Jay?
I have not.
Okay, well, that's probably a good thing, to be honest with you.
What is it?
There are these two movies that they have.
It's in that, what you said, I mean, so...
Yeah, I talked about it a little bit before.
Yeah, I don't know if we mentioned this at the beginning of the podcast, since it's been, like, 2 weeks since we were, or, like,
yeah, a week since we... Yeah, we're filming the sixth movie. We're talking about the sixth movie, like, 2 weeks later, so...
Yeah, and first of all, I want to apologize. Mm-hmm. We had recorded this entire episode, like, a month ago, but it was connected to my AirPods, and so... It didn't work.
Yeah, but...
But we're gonna try to put one out at least every other week now.
I think that'll kind of annoy the viewers, but it's just a movie about these kids and they're with Ewoks, and Ewoks are pretty much the main character in it.
Yeah, but when we recorded this episode the first time, I remember you talked a lot about this and just said how it ruined the Ewoks for you.
Yeah, did I talk about it in the one that we filmed 2 weeks ago that we're using with this?
No, you did not.
Alright, so... Yeah, it's just a movie about these kids that their parents go missing, and Ewoks help them. There's two of them. There's a lot of stuff that just doesn't make sense.
I really want to see these in, like, the Christmas specials and the non-CG ones. You still need to show those to me.
It's almost like, have you seen Pee-wee's Big Adventure, right?
Nope.
Okay, well, in Pee-wee's Big Adventure, that's a great movie, but the problem is that there's a bunch of different, like, there's... The movie has the one main storyline where he's trying to find his bike, but then mixed in it has like 5 or 6 smaller storylines that all go in it, and there's just like times where he meets characters, he's with them for like 10 minutes, and then he never sees them again. So that's like it kind of Caravan of Courage kind of reminds me of that.
Alice in Wonderland.
Because a bunch of random stuff happens in that. There's a bunch of like stuff that doesn't even add anything to the story at all. Once again, Pee-wee is a great movie, but, yeah, just, there's a bunch of stuff in Caravan of Courage that doesn't really make sense.
And it's just weird, too. I wouldn't recommend it. I don't even know how I have that movie, but I used to watch it a lot as a kid.
You own it?
Yeah, I own it.
Okay, so...
I own the first one and the second one.
Is that all there is, or is there more?
There's two, yeah.
Okay.
Like, it's so bad that it's good. And a lot of the time, it's just Wookiees talking, and you don't even know what they're saying, because there's no captions at all.
Gosh. Yeah, okay. I want to watch these movies, like, back-to-back, though. Where... You come over for, like, a while. We have, like, a super late night or something. Yeah,
we don't necessarily need to watch Caravan and Courage and Christmas Special don't tie in together, but Christmas Special we need to watch. And Caravan of Courage and Caravan of Courage 2 is one that we need to watch back to back.
Yeah, so we'll definitely have to set up a couple late nights because I have to watch those and the non-CG versions. Yeah. Or versions, not virgins.
You have to get a VHS because that's what we had to get.
Oh, really?
Them. Yeah, they don't have them on disc.
Oh, I think my parents' VHS player is... I don't even know if we have it anymore. Because I remember when I was younger, we had a bunch of church videos on VHS and some other movies.
Oh, yeah. We had a bunch of those on VHS, too. But then...
But now we just don't use VHS anymore.
Yeah, we got the Star Wars a while back on VHS, all three of them, the original three. And then we bought a VHS.
Because I know we had a bunch of Disney movies... And then we have like, two whole boxes of church videos, like, animated ones. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's all I remember.
Yeah. But, so yeah, back on episode 6, we kind of, tracked off a little bit. So, the Ewoks, so yeah, I you said earlier that it kind of made me not like the Ewoks as much. Nope. I think you're right. Kind of made it a little worse for me, but, like, to be honest with you, going back on The Mandalorian, they seem like, in episode 4, they seem like the AT-ST is just the most powerful thing ever.
I mean,
and then you see the Ewoks hit logs with it, and it just explodes on impact.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
The Ewoks take down several of those things.
Okay, have you seen that Mythbusters where they tested that?
No.
Okay, have you seen any of the Star Wars Mythbusters?
No.
So, they took stuff from Star Wars and they tested it in real life to see if it worked. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, everyone knows you've lost Anakin, I have the high ground. They tested that out to see.
How did they test it?
So, what they did is they built, a Mustafar thing.
Like where, a model, a mini thing?
No, it was,
a full-on?
A big one where they made it look like lava and everything. They put way too much time in this and it looked amazing. But... One of them had, so they built these lightsabers where if it hit the other person, they had a chest plate that would turn red or something, so that's how they knew if they got hit. And one person had, obviously the high ground, and the other person didn't, and so they would fight, they would take different turns, and it turned out, that's not the case, it ended up being even. Because you'll end up getting used to having the low ground or high ground, and the high ground can be a huge disadvantage, too.
Mm-hmm.
But another one that they did, there was a ton, you'll have to watch these, I think they're on Hulu, if you have Hulu, but, so what they did, they had, a huge, armored truck, because, I mean, AT-ATs and stuff obviously look super heavy duty, so they had, a armored, military truck, and then they had two logs, and they kind of calculated, the distance between them, and they ended up swinging two giant logs at the armored truck. And I don't necessarily remember. I want to say it ended up crushing it. But it's interesting. There's two of them and they're an hour and a half long. And they just take a bunch of stuff. Oh, another one. You know how, obviously the stormtroopers and stuff are known for just being awful.
At aiming?
Yeah, aiming. They tested that out and it seems how they could just... with the bullets and lasers and stuff, they can just block them off with, deflect them with their lightsabers. They tested that out. They calculated how slow the...
Blaster.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Yeah, those go pretty slow, actually.
Yeah, they calculated, exactly, how slow it is.
It'd be easy to dodge them, because they're pretty slow.
They tested that out, and it wasn't. It hit them.
Really?
Yeah. They tried, because they had a lightsaber, and they made... the same distance away, and they made sure that it shot the same speed as they did in Star Wars. And yeah, it hit them.
Yeah,
they weren't able to deflect it at all.
Actually, to kind of defend that, I guess, there's a theory that I heard that I think is pretty good. And the theory is pretty much that the reason that they never get hit, the good guys never get hit, is because, like, the Force is kind of with them or whatever. So that's kind of making it so that they don't get hit. And, yeah.
I just still laugh when Rise of Skywalker, where how in Star Wars, if a stormtrooper ends up getting hit, like, by the blaster bullets and stuff, how they'll die immediately.
Then but characters, they can get shot multiple times.
Well, yeah, but, like, that one guy in Rise of Skywalker, spoilers, who ended up being the traitor. Oh, what's his name?
Yeah, General Hux.
General Hux, yes, thank you. When he ended up getting shot.
Oh, yeah.
He, like, kind of, like, it hurt him for a minute, but he was fine, literally, like, 10 seconds later.
And then you see a stormtrooper, and they're just dead.
Yeah, they get shot once, and then they do that whole thing where they, like, slide back, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they, like, fly back.
Yeah, but that always just makes, I literally laughed in the movie theater when we saw that.
Yeah, that thing about the Mythbusters is interesting, though.
You'll have to see them. Yeah, there's two or three, and they're, like, an hour and a half long each, and they just take a bunch of stuff. Another one was where in the fifth one, you know, when Luke has to be, was it in the Bantha?
That cave thing. I know what you're talking
about. Yeah, the animal where Han puts him inside of it. They did
Tauntaun.
Yeah. They did that to see if you could end up, like, surviving in that.
Mm-hmm. Could you?
I think so.
Yeah, from the heat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was super cool. Yeah, yeah, you should definitely watch those. Yeah. I need to rewatch them again, too.
To kind of top all this off now, where I want to talk, first I want to talk about the end, then we're going to rank all of them.
Okay.
All of the three. And then at the end, when we do our next episode, the prequels episode, we're going to rank all nine.
Yeah, I don't know if that'll be the next episode, though.
Yeah.
That will probably be, because after this episode, it'll be October. And so, in October, we're going to do, like, Halloween-themed episodes and stuff each week.
Yeah.
And then, after that, so we have, like, three or four Halloween episodes scheduled. And then after that, we'll do the prequels. What are we going to do after that?
Marvel stuff.
Yeah.
Just other different
I feel like
properties.
We should do, like, obviously, what we used to do, too.
Mm-hmm.
Where if we talk about, like, we'll talk about Marvel for a couple episodes, then we'll go back to our old ones. Like, the OG Thunderstruck episodes.
No, even though we only have, like, six.
Yeah, it's kind of, guys, like, when we started this, we're like, we're gonna do every week. Next week, we're, like, we'll see you guys next week. A month later, sorry, guys,
it's
about the break.
It's a lot harder than we thought.
It is. I don't know. I mean,
I respect the people that do daily, to be honest.
Oh, dude, like, man. I feel like making videos
is easy. They're making money off of it.
Yeah,
so
they are.
It's easier to get motivated.
But in October, we should have one. We should start being able to have them, like, every week or every other week.
At least twice in a month. So.
Yeah, I really want to talk about when we get to the Marvel ones, though. I just watched Iron Man 3. And I feel like we should talk about that when we get to the Marvel ones.
Yeah, we'll talk about all the good ones and bad ones.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we won't end up doing, like, 20 episodes
of
Marvel.
Yeah, we won't end up doing all of them. I think we'll have one episode of bad ones, one episode of good ones.
Yeah, we should do that.
So,
and just one where we just talk about everything Marvel.
Yeah, so to kind of talk about the ending of episode 6, you have that final fight, which I really like. I really like that part. And then you also have the final Endor kind of, like, celebration scene.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's rejoicing. Yeah. And, what was I gonna say? Oh, yeah, you see the, Force ghosts of all the different characters at the end, too.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know how in the newer one, the CGI version, it has Hayden Christensen in it?
Yes, that confused me so much.
Yeah, so in the original one, it's not
until
him.
I learned it was. Yeah, who was it in the original?
It's, I don't even know. I don't know the actor's name. He's never really in it any other time. But, yeah, so, yeah, that also kind of confused me a little bit, but
so it's like, okay.
Okay, so now to do our final rankings of the three original trilogy ones, I'll let Jay go first.
I feel like we should do 3-3-2-2, and then, you know. So for number 3, it would be A New Hope.
All right.
And I would give this movie 7 out of 10.
Okay.
It's good. It's not my favorite.
Here, how about, well, I'll let you do all three so that, you know, they don't get, like, thrown off. Okay. By us just going. So
my number two would be The Fifth One. That one is super good. Empire Strikes Back. I would give that one an 8 out of 10.
All right.
Then number one is Return of the Jedi. I adore this movie. It is amazing. And I would probably give this one, like, an 8.7 out of 10.
All right. So, now for mine. Jay, you're probably going to be surprised by this. Coming in at number three. I have a movie that I like, but I've changed my opinion on as I just rewatched all of them. Coming at number three, I have episode 6, Return of the Jedi.
No! Are you...
Yep.
We're not friends anymore. Sorry, guys. Thunderstruck is ending. So is TJN. Okay,
see you guys.
Bye. Just end it.
Anyways, so...
Just make this next part a separate episode.
You're probably not happy with me by that decision.
No, I'm not. I'm so mad at you.
Rewatching, I don't know. There's just a lot of kind of weird stuff. Mostly, I don't know. I don't want to look at it from the original version, too. But, I mean, the CGI version is what you'd know it as. And there's the CGI version has some weird crap put in. That whole Jabba's Palace... Singing, dancing scene with those weirdo aliens. No
one likes
that.
With the one with the lips.
Yeah.
Where, is that in Return of the Jedi? The one with the super weird lips?
Yeah.
And the one who looks like super...
Yeah. All those aliens are weirdos, but... Yeah. So coming in number two spot, I have episode 4. And I like this movie. Rewatching it, I liked it 10 times more than I did before. It's really good. I really enjoyed it. I really like how it introduced all the characters and all the new ships and this whole new world.
Yeah, well, your opinions don't have to be right. That's okay.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to put the other one out of 10. For episode 6, I give that, like...
sorry, guys.
Yeah, so just rewatching it, it really kind of bumped it down. I'm going to give it 7 out of 10.
Okay.
So now for episode 4 out of 10, I'm going to give that one a 9 out of 10. I really like that one a lot, and I know Jay is disappointed in me.
But yes, Alex, I am.
My opinion is fact.
Your opinion is wrong.
So, here, you guys need to tell us, because I doubt there are going to be more people saying episode 6 is better than episode 5.
Okay, you guys need to go on to...
Okay, I'll bet you money that... They're going to say episode 5 is better.
How do you know anyone? Okay, guys, you have to do this. You guys have to go on to our YouTube channel, TJN, and you need to go on to a video. It can be any video. I don't care. And just comment your rankings on the original trilogy.
Episode 6 number 1. I can guarantee that.
For a lot of... If anybody actually does this, a lot of people will be episode 6.
Nah, I disagree with you. Anyways, but so going on to spot 1, I think you guys can all agree with me. Episode 5. This movie is a masterpiece. There's literally nothing
wrong.
I'll
give you that.
There's literally nothing wrong about this movie. And I don't understand what Jay's thought process is.
Oh, I love the 5th. The 5th is
amazing. I don't know.
Maybe
I don't know why Jay likes episode 6 so much. Maybe Jay is just like, I don't know, maybe he's kind of tired today. But so
your mom's tired today.
So gosh, okay. I really, like, episode 5 is amazing. It once again introduces new characters, new creatures, new ships, new planets. It introduces everything that you could possibly have in a movie. And this movie is just amazing. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10?
Dude, yes.
Oh, man. Wow.
10 out of 10, dude. And right now, I think if you were to put...
Is this, like, your favorite movie of all time?
Yeah, it's, like, top 5, actually.
What's your number one?
Number one movie of all time?
I need to know this.
I think we're gonna have to save that for later in a different episode, Jay.
Oh, gosh.
But just to give you some... Just to give you how much... some kind of, like... I don't even know how to put this, but just to give you an idea of how much I like this movie, this is top 5 or top 3 of all-time favorite movies for me. I really like this movie... And I know that you guys all do, too.
I know that you guys like it more than episode 6.
That felt like we were in church.
Why?
Just the way you said that. You're like, I love this movie. And I know you all do too. Like, it's like in church, like when somebody's giving a talk. I don't know why that reminded me of that.
But, yeah, I like this movie. You guys should too. If not, then you guys are wrong.
You're wrong.
Okay, do you want to go?
Dude, let's go. Right now.
Okay, we're going to make an episode where we're listing all the reasons why why against episode 5 and episode 6. Or we can do that right here. Let's do that right now.
Let's do it.
Okay, you go. Okay, we each need to give. Okay. Episode 6, that dancing is crap.
Well, we all know that, okay? That's...
Okay. Still, it's crap.
What are we doing? Listing the reasons
just kind
why?
Kind of like a rap battle. Except not rapping, just giving reasons.
Imagine how cringy that would be. Guys, if we get...
No, I'm not doing that, how many.
If we get 10 reviews within the next
24
week,
hours.
Next week. 24 hours. If we get 10 reviews.
24 hours.
10. We only have 5, and 2 of those are from people we know.
I know, but still, 24 hours. I don't want to do that, man. 24 hours. You have 24 hours to give us the 10 reviews. But, so like I said, dude, that dancing is crap. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, that dancing is crap. I've always hated
it. That's not defending it. That's
no, I know.
That's a point taken off you. Because you agree with me then.
The sad thing is, I have nothing against Empire Strikes Back.
Okay, yeah. So that means I win automatically.
Yeah, dude, I have nothing against it.
So that means you're saying episode 5 is better.
It's so good.
You have to list your reason why you think episode 6 is better.
I don't have any reasons. I just
Okay, so that's
wait, hold on. You're making me rethink stuff.
It's too late, man.
Wait.
I won, guys.
Oh my gosh, I think you might be changing my ranking. I think I might like episode 5 more.
It's too late. No, it's too late.
It's too late to like episode 5 more.
Yeah. Dude, you can't say that just because I'm... No.
Oh, wait. Oh, now I'm thinking of all that good stuff. And I have a confession, too. I feel like I was a little too harsh on Last Jedi. There was something I forgot about that whole end
scene. That movie is kind of bad, but that whole end scene is good.
There's one scene in that's bad. I'd admit that I might have been wrong, and it's actually kind of a good movie.
Thank you, Jay. See you guys.
You're welcome.
I win. That proves that my opinion is fact.
RIP headphone users.
But
so yeah, thank you so much for listening to this episode. Make sure to subscribe.
I think this is going to be a longer episode.
Yeah.
We talked about this episode, say, for 30 minutes.
Yeah, 26 minutes and 16 seconds. But, so yeah, make sure to subscribe so that way you don't miss any new episodes. During October, we will have our Halloween-themed episodes where we'll talk about, like, scary stories and stuff that have happened.
And just from now
Halloween
on...
Halloween experiences.
From now on, just know, guys, that whatever I say is right. Because, I mean, Jay kind of proved me right.
No.
So, everything I say is right from now on.
Really? Everything is right?
And, yeah, after that. So,
everything
what do you have to say to close,
wrong?
Jay?
What do I have to say to close? Before you
unless you
off?
Agree with me.
What?
Everything you say is wrong unless you agree with me.
No, everything I say is not wrong.
Because, dude, you just proved me right by saying that.
Oh, I'm so confused right now. Okay, so yeah, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any new episodes, especially our Halloween episodes that are coming out, unless you're listening to this in a couple months in the future. Make sure to go subscribe to our YouTube channel, TJN, where we post short films. Shadows is TJN. Currently coming out in like a week and a half, which, oh my gosh, I am so excited to show all of you guys.
I'm not, but...
Oh, yeah, sure. Alex had a lot of doubt on this.
Yeah, I've changed my mind about that movie.
It's my favorite one that we've made.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Alex's opinion is on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, so, yeah, we have that. We'll also make another... When that comes out, we'll probably make a whole separate episode talking about that.
Yep.
And so, yeah, make sure... It would really help if you guys left us a review. We haven't had any new reviews.
Our channel's dying.
Guys, it helps motivate us to make an episode. Like, I was kind of done with the podcast until we got a review. And then I was like, oh, okay. So then, like, the day, like, the next day after Easter, we made
speaking an episode of not wanting to make podcasts, we've had many failed podcasts. We've tried to make a lot, and we can make a whole another episode about that.
Yeah, man, it's so... The thing is, too, whenever we want to film an episode, we can't, because then I either have to go somewhere, or... But, yeah. So, thank you guys so much, and
we Yeah, guys, make sure to stick by for our top 10 video on all 9 Star Wars, or top 9 video on all 9 Star Wars movies. Thank you guys for watching
this. What is happening?
And,
listening?
We will see you guys next time on our next episode.